Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good evening and welcome to the Coco Express Show for Friday, November 30th, 2012. This is what I believe the last day of the month of November, and it's a Friday, and that's great and that's fantastic, and I don't know who's calling me right now, but I'm going to have to meet this. However, we have a really special show today, and this show is titled Individual Wealth, you know, and basically we just came through like a really tough ordeal in regards to the election. And I don't know about you, but I've just been thinking about all the things that I've done throughout the year and some of the mistakes I've made, as well as some of the things that I want to improve upon. And with the new year approaching, this gives you the opportunity to really think long and hard about how you're going to make your next moves, how you're going to move forward, what exactly it is you're going to do. And I find myself constantly trying to be in the presence of people who are going to, I guess you could say, empower me to be able to make the proper decisions going forward with my finances, with all my decision making in general. And this evening we have a show that has two gentlemen, and neither of the two are strangers to the Coco Express. They have each been guests on the Coco Express show in the past, and they have each provided some, I don't even know how to say, some phenomenal advice, some wisdom that you can just take with you wherever it is you need to go. Our guests for this evening are none other than Paul Jones and Antonio Fargas. Paul Jones is a very exceptional individual. He doesn't just walk or talk the talk. He walks the walk as well. He is, I guess you could say, a self-made millionaire. And he has written several books, the first being Who Told You You Were Broke? And the second book, Scheduled for Success. We had him on the show right before Scheduled for Success was to hit the bookstores. And he gave us so it was just such a profound show. He left me really, really thinking about how I go about my daily duties and what it is that I plan on doing, and how I go about doing what I'm doing, and how I'm going to get to where I'm going, and what am I doing in the process of trying to get there. And I had all these questions in my head, and I really did have to sit down and reevaluate my life in the direction. And I really did take some of the things that he left with us when he did the show to heart, and I started to really apply some of those principles and concepts he left with us. He is out of Minneapolis, and in his hometown of Minneapolis, he's known for being a very generous philanthropist. He has helped so many people. He educates the youth on financial independence, and it's just, you know, amazing when you find someone who has gained success in their life and they are able to take the time out to turn around and share that information, provide you with the steps that you would need for you to be able to achieve it yourself as well. We also have joining us as well Mr. Antonio Fargas, who most of you know as Huggy Bear from Starsky and Hutch. But he is just one of the most, I guess you could say, genuine people that you could ever want to meet. He has had such success. I mean, not everyone can have a career like his and have been successful and remain relevant and is always really at the core of what's going on and what's happening. Just because, you know, you see someone play a particular role, you believe or assume that that is all that they could do. Oh, no, he is far more than that. He is a character actor, yes. He's also a classically trained actor as well. So he has a resume that extends decades, and that is something in this day and age to really be proud of. And he also gives back to the community. He works with youth as well, and he educates them and teaches them. So, you know, these men have the biggest hearts you can ever imagine. And I'm not going to go on much longer. I'm just going to let them come on and do their thing as they know well, because they have a special event coming up, and they would like to be able to tell you about the event so that you can partake in it as well. Good evening.
How are you, darling?
I am good. I am so happy to have you back.
I am happy to be back, and thanks for that great introduction. You know, when other people talk about me, I'd be wanting to quickly dial my mother in and let her hear.
I know. That's funny. Yes, I do understand that, but, you know, I can't even begin to find enough words to just speak about your ability to just change lives. You know, that is such a profound thing to do, and that is just so amazing in today's society. And I can't say much more than thank you.
Well, the thanks is all mine. I just thank you for doing what you do, because you also open doors for the rest of us.
Oh, great. Thank you. Now, before we get into your event that you're partaking in, I wanted you to tell us about the success of your last book, because when you were last with us, your book hadn't hit the bookstores yet. It was scheduled to hit the bookstores, I think, a week or so after you did the show with us. How did that go?
Well, the book is doing incredibly well. We actually just went last week into our second print, so I was, you know, happily amazed to find out that the first print was all shipped and sold out. So last week they went to the second print and got more out to the store. So I just want to thank everybody for going out and supporting the book. And now I just want to tell everybody, hey, you know, there are a lot more people who need it. You got Christmas coming up. It's also now on ebook and, you know, the iPad or whatever, you Apple Store. You know, both versions of the book, Who Told You You're Broke, and Scheduled for Success. You know, it's one of the things where I tell people I'm a family man, godly man, and businessman first, and then from success, I really write about the character traits that you need to have in order to succeed in business, and, you know, kind of giving the tips that work for me. And, you know, but it is gratifying to see that, you know, someone bought your book and actually got something out of it. And it inspires me to study deeper, to think deeper, and to work even harder. So my thanks is to everyone, and my spirit is enriched by it.
That is excellent. I understand that Antonio is not going to be able to make it with us this evening.
Okay, they didn't let me know that, but that's awesome. We'll do it. He's a great spirit.
Yes, he is, and you know, either way, you guys are just phenomenal, and it's just a pleasure. And well, I also produce another show called Paradigm Shifters: Principles for Life and Success. There's another show that I also produce called Real Estate Straight Talk, and some of the principles that you discuss are some of the principles they discuss in their segments, and it's really interesting to see that so many people are really, really starting to get it, you know, because before people were like, I don't have time for that kind of stuff. That's just gibberish. But I noticed that a lot more people are starting to really get the importance of practicing certain principles. And what do you think has caused this turnaround?
Well, I think there's a lot of things right now that's going on. You know, when you look at the economy and you look at the way things are today, you know, people really need to start taking matters in their own hands. You know, if someone's really paying attention right now in today's times, then they'll know, and especially for our parents today, if you love your teenager, you love your children, you will do your best to inspire them to think on their own and to think out of the box and to not be so-called normal. You know, as you got people say, well, with average people, you know, you don't want to just be so average that you can never get ahead. You don't want to be in the group of average that lives paycheck to paycheck and wonder how you're going to pay the next month's bills. See, I'm a firm believer that each and every person has a special gift given to them, and they just need to tap into their own intelligence to pull that out, meaning you know, the Spirit of God will tell them, hey, you got this talent, you got that talent, and go with it. And then get around inspiring people to help influence them and get them going. You know, as I tell folks, you know, it's easy to conceive an idea, but it takes 9 months to birth that baby.
All right. That is so true. Now,
yes.
We just came off of, like I was saying earlier, a really tough, tough time in regards to this particular election. And what I found was one of the most, I mean, beautiful things of it was the fact that we all came out and we used our voice, the collective voice, that is. And from my perspective, this is just from my perspective, I believe that that is showing the direction in which we're headed, that we're no longer sitting back and just saying, okay, whatever you say. Now we're actually getting up and saying, what is there out there for me? What are the better things that I could do for myself and right. for my community? I don't know, is that something that you see?
Well, I do see that, and that's why we put the Wealth Day event on that's happening December 8th, because I wanted people to realize that there are people, you know, there's this connotation or notion that if you supported Mr. Obama, President Obama, then you're poverty-minded or you're poor or you're something's wrong with you in a sense, and without finding the right word. You know, but I'll get people to point out that, you know, Warren Buffett, you know, one of the richest men in the country or the richest man in the country next to Bill Gates, as well as Bill Gates, well, those guys supported this guy. They supported President Obama. And they're very wealthy. So we got to realize that if you think, or how do I say this right, if you have the notion that this is the party of the poor, then you must be mindful that these are very wealthy people. So therefore, there must be something else going on. So we just have to teach people on personal responsibility. So it's a matter of I understand, and here's the difference, why a person may need welfare. I also understand that when a person is on welfare, somebody has to not judge them, but stand up and teach them. You know, it's my mother was for a moment on welfare. You get what I'm saying? But she always strived, and she strived and worked hard, and she influenced us, and she made sure we got educated. Now here's as we move time ahead. Today, me and my family's not, and none of my sisters are either. We've hit 7- and 8-figure marks in business, and today mama owns her own home. She drives a new Cadillac. She's pretty much spoiled by her kids. In other words, because she kept love in the home, she kept personal responsibility on us, and she kept us influenced to go out and make something of ourselves and to never depend on anyone else. Today, we're more productive individuals because of my mother. So now when you take that and say, okay, she did it, and she loves a President Obama, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then she actually taught us on how to be wealthy, knowing that the circumstances around us said we would be otherwise. You know, if people don't go out and teach this, then we will believe the negative press, or we'll believe that, you know, people who support this person or people who support that person, they're either rich or they're poor. And that's a myth. Everyone has to not, you know, drink the Kool-Aid and believe that. We just have to be loving individuals who is willing and trying to make things work so that everyone can succeed. That's really the only difference. I want my company to be just as big as anybody else's that's in a Catholic and conservative society. I just also want people not to struggle and suffer. So if I have to help them, just like I have a track record of sending inner city kids to college on my dime, so no fundraisers were raised to do that, I just went into my pocket in my own bank account and said, here you go, young man, here you go, young girl, you're going to college. See, that's the difference. But I've learned that from my mentors. I've seen Bill Cosby do it. I've seen Oprah Winfrey do it. But I've never been at their level in life. So I said, you know what? If they did it, God has blessed us, I'm going to do it. Now imagine how many more people that we can touch in our own communities if we all get into business, enterprise, and learn how to do things the right way, and then not look down on someone as you come up, but look down only to bring them up. Does that make sense?
That makes a great deal of sense.
So I can't look at a person and say, you know, tough, go to college. I'll look at them and say, what is it that you don't know so I can tell you so that you can get into business and go be more productive and take better care of your family? And as you learn more, go and do the same for someone else. We, right, working in our communities will help each and every person create true wealth. And that's what it's about, because once you're at work, you have to deal with everyone, no matter which party they come from, what their political beliefs are, what their religious beliefs are. We have to function in society with everyone. So therefore, we all have a light bill. We all have a phone bill. We all have a gas bill. We need to be in business to pay these bills, and we all have a dream lifestyle. Therefore, we need to also be in business or be able to conduct ourselves to have favor so that we can live the lifestyle that we desire.
Yes. Now, you have this event called Wealth Day, and I believe your company is promoting this particular event. How did this come about?
Well, it came about just from my own personal passion of wanting to see people do better. You know, I know that there are certain keys and elements to creating wealth, and a lot of times people just say, you know, it's the reason that I wrote the book, Who Told You You Were Broke? Sometimes people count themselves out without even knowing what their true gift is. So with Wealth Day, it's one of those things where I want husbands, I want wives, I want the high school student that's about to go to college, I want the college students, I want those who have been on their job for some time, you know, to come. I want people, you know, no matter, I want, you know, all races, all colors, I want everyone to be there, because we're just saying, hey, you know what, I'm not a billionaire, I'm not someone that did incredible things, but I did start off in the inner city. We spent a little time in the projects, and every stereotype that you say from a person that came where I came from, I've broken. But now let me show you how we did it. And I'm able to bring on some friends who are also very influential to say, hey, guys, you know what, I want to do something, and why don't you come to Minnesota and help me out here, because we're going to give back to the community. And we're going to do this through as many cities, you know, throughout the country over the next year.
Okay.
So I enlisted a good friend of mine, S. Renee Smith, out of Delaware area. You know, she's a nationally recognized and honored for her work. You know, she has a book out right now that's entitled There's More Inside, and then she has another one out called The Bridge to Your Brand. You know, she's worked with major stores like Cub Foods. I don't know if you're familiar with Cub Foods or the Super Value chain, et cetera. So they have major stores, you know, and she mm-hmm. helped them with the branding of that. So from a corporate level, you know, I want women to see a successful woman of color, because we don't see that much. And it's and mind you, as I point out, you know, a successful woman of color, this event has no color to it. I don't want to send that message either, you know, but it just so happened that I have a lot of successful friends who are millionaires who are of color. You get what I mean?
I get you.
And none of them were in the sporting. They can't dunk a basketball. You know, they didn't sing really good. And everyone's pretty much made millions. So I think people need to see them also, because we're the teachers. We're the ones that, in fact, when some of the professional athletes, you know, start to lose or whatnot, they'll call me. And
really?
Say, hey, we got an idea. We want to open a training center. We want to, you know, I just had a conversation with an ex-NBA ball player, and he wanted me to invest in one of his deals. And it's usually the opposite. You know, we're going to the ball player saying, please invest in ours. So what happens is, once their income goes away, they don't know how to maintain their wealth. Well, I want to be able to show all. So that's why I say it doesn't matter what a person's background is, where they feel they're at in society. They could be a person that loves their job, you know, but they'd like to do a little better on the job. Well, we'll show them how to get promoted on the job, because you have to understand how businesses work so that you can speak the right language and then help the company grow and make yourself more valuable in that company, so that company will want to reward you more and give you the promotion, because they'll see that you're not there just for a paycheck, but you're there for the longevity of the ride and for the betterment of the company. So there's a lot we can teach on. We also have Dr. Randall Pinkett, who was the season 4 winner of The Apprentice. He also owns a multi-million-dollar company out of the New Jersey area. You know, and he's just a good guy in general. So when I first met Dr. Randall Pinkett, you know, I didn't know he was, you know, I didn't know anything about him. And that's really how I am. You know, he was actually walking on crutches. So all I saw was a man who had some books in his hand trying to make it on crutches. So I grabbed his books and his water and said, hey, I got you. He didn't know who I was. I knew we were both on the same speaking panel. And I just was like, hey, I'll help you out, because it didn't matter. I lead with love from my heart first. You know, then later you found out all his accolades and what he had done. And I just like, you know what, you're just another guy to me, because I don't get into all of that. The main point I tell that story is you have to be functioning and walking with humility, and that's the type of people I like to keep around us. It's people who you can tell who truly, you know, if you want advice, ask them, and they'll do their best to give you the advice. I believe that we're going to touch people's lives spiritually and change their lives financially and mentally come this December 8th at Wealth Day. And I highly encourage people not to miss it. And one thing I can speak for Mr. Fargus, that he couldn't make it this evening, he is an incredible man. You know, 52 years in this industry, and he is still working. You know, people may have forgot, you know, that he's also the store clerk in Everybody Hates Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just look at that, and I'm like, wow, he's right now on the road doing plays. And I'm like, this guy is still doing it. And I respect that, because so many people have been known, especially from the 70s, you know, and 80s. But today, they are done. You're hearing crazy stories of tax problems, losing homes, everything else. And it's like, no, this guy did it. Not only did he make it in a difficult entertainment world, he also has a son who played 10 years in NFL, Justin Fargus. And I look at that to say, my goodness, he also taught his son, because you must have personal strength and inner strength to be able to make it in an entertainment and professional world of anything, because you're dealing with political aspects and you're just dealing with the pressures of the world. So if he's able to teach personal strength for himself and display it through his seed, then I'll be there with a pen and pad to learn from it. Also, I want to have the longevity as he has as well.
And you also are going to have a CPA. So you're covering a lot of areas. You're going to have a CPA there. And tell about him and how he came to be part of the panel.
Absolutely. Scott Binion is the guy. He's the owner of Hawgins Binion and Companies. It's one of the major CPA firms here in the Twin Cities. So it's a very large accounting firm. And he's a personal friend. You know, he actually does bookkeeping for us sometimes, or someone in his office. And you know, we do business. Certain things come around, and we trade off in business. And he's very knowledgeable. And that's what people need to understand, is that when you get around knowledgeable people, and he'll speak to you of why you need to open and have a small in-home-based business, because the write-offs work in your favor. See, when you see people get upset about the political views, you got to understand, for those tax benefits that they're speaking about to truly benefit you, you must be in some form of business. It does not have to be a big major business. It could be a small business, but you'll get all kind of benefits from that. So that's really the difference. And I want people to understand that taxes and understanding tax rules and laws are the number one thing that people fail at, and it's the number one thing that we all need to know. See, we can no longer go another minute of not understanding tax breaks, you know, that are to your benefit. Paying taxes is, like I said, the thing that everyone needs to deal with. So therefore, it can't be a Wealth Day without a financial expert there, and he is definitely that.
And lastly, we have, I guess this is how you and I have come to know each other, through Mr. Angelo Ellerbe, and he's going to be on your panel as well. And I know he brings a wealth of information on how to be the best you can possibly be and present yourself in a manner that not only attracts the attention of the masses, but keeps you there long enough for people to really understand who you are. Now, how did you come to know Mr. Ellerbe?
Mr. Ellaby, I call him Dr. Angelo Ellaby. You know, he is an incredible, amazing man. And, you know, I've worked in the music business at one time, and we just clicked. You know, when I need to know something or learn something, he's there. He's a publicist. He's worked with the likes of Alicia Keys, Mary J. Blige, the late Michael Jackson, and he even managed DMX. And I point out that when DMX was at his peak doing movies in the whole nine, this was the guy at the head of the ship. You know, people need to understand that imaging themselves, marketing themselves, knowing how to conduct themselves, this is the expert in that. When you're saying you want to be somewhere, so think about this. If you want to be in the entertainment world, but you're working your regular job, I would want a person who can teach a person how to be successful in an entertainment world, who understands the mass media and how you're viewed. Then when you're going to your corporate position or your regular everyday job, let that person be the coach of it and advise you on how to conduct yourself. He understands the worldview, the bigger view, the bigger picture of how people are going to look at you. So therefore, Angelo Ellaby is really a foundation to a wealth day, because we all know, we don't like to admit it, you know, the Bible says do not judge and all that. We understand it, but people do make first impressions.
Amen.
They do it all the time. So therefore, you need to be at wealth day. So when Mr. Angelo Ellaby speaks, and he'll teach you how when you enter the room to respect the first impression that people are going to have for you so that it can advance you. Because that's what you're always selling you. So you need to have an Angelo Ellaby there to make sure that you're presenting yourself in a very user-friendly and promotable way.
Excellent. So now this event is going to take place where?
It's going to be at the Crown Plaza Hotel and Suites in at the Minneapolis Airport, you know, Crown Plaza Hotel and Suites in Minneapolis, Minnesota, or Bloomington, Minnesota, actually. And that's where the big Mall of America is. It's right across the street from the Mall of America. So everyone next Saturday, December 8th, they need to be there 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. I truly believe that people will get more out of this event than they'll get out of a year's worth of college courses, because
Wow. You're
learning from real practical individuals who come from different walks in life. So you'll get different perspectives, but it will all be there to teach you how to bring the best out of you and for you to go and create your wealth.
Now, how can people register for this event or find out more information? Where can they go?
All they have to do is go to wealthday.net, wealthday.net, or just go to facebook.com/wealthday, and they'll get all the information. I advise everyone to go and register now. Don't procrastinate on this one. You know, if you're not in the Twin Cities and you know someone in the Twin Cities, call them and tell them to be at Wealth Day, and then be on the lookout for Wealth Days coming to your city in the near future.
Oh, that would be fantastic, because I'm sure you know, more people, if they know that you're going to be in their cities, they will come. I've seen people go to events like this in droves.
Yes, yes. Well, we hope to do well, and we just want to get people in the right spirit so that they don't break their wallet around the Christmas time era either, and that they can plan for the new year, because we're going into a new year also. So this is the best way to start your new year. It's like going to a wealth day to help you put things in perspective and get you positioned to schedule for success.
Oh, excellent. And your book, Schedule for Success, as you said, is in the bookstores. It's also, you can get it on Kindle or
You can get them all, any ebook reader. But I tell people, go to paulyjones.com, and that's PAULYJONES.com. Dial in there, log on, get your book, you know, and hey, support it. Tell a friend, get it for someone else too. Both of them, Schedule for Success, as well as Who Told You You Were Broke. You know, I make easy read books because I want people to read it and get to action based on the information from them.
Excellent. I mean, as always, it's always a pleasure having you. I learned so much. I mean, you're such a wealth of information. And sometimes I get tongue-tied because I'm like, well, it's just so much I want to ask. And you seem to just deliver so much. And the fact that you're doing this particular event, it just says that you're ready to show people how they can be the best they can possibly be, because it is possible.
That's all we want to do. If I can improve the lives, that's my personal slogan, to improve the lives of as many people as possible. If we can touch a person and get them to go ahead and get started, and years from now look up and they say, hey, I own this company or I started this business and it was because I went to a wealth day and you or someone that you brought to wealth day inspired me, you know what? I want God to bless and honor me for that action.
Great. Now, the other question is, will this be available on, like, YouTube or videotape or anything at any particular point in time?
It will be, definitely. This will be the first one, you know, but as we advance, this will be streaming. It will be all of that. So my whole goal is to bring something to people, and I really want people to be able to come out to the live events, but absolutely, because we're in a technology-based world where things are online. So you definitely will see certain clips and blips online as well.
If you could do a live broadcast, that would be excellent too.
it's going to happen. Trust me on that. It will happen.
Oh, great, great. I want to thank you for taking the time out to join us to share the information on this very important event. And it's called Wealth Day. And as he explained to you, you go to www.wealthday.net. That way you can get all the information you need. If you're not able to make the event and you know someone in the area, please let them know this is going on, because it's something you really must do. You have a new year coming. You have opportunities to really make a change for the better in your life going forward. And these are some of the opportunities that are being presented to you. Take advantage of them, please. Mr. Jones, thank you so much, as always. And I would love to have you back again whenever you have the time and opportunity.
Hey, thank you, and God bless, and you keep doing what you do as well.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye. Well, I would just like to tell each and every one of you that was Mr. Paul Jones, and he's having his Wealth Day event, and he left the information for you to be able to go to the event. Please join me tomorrow, and I'll have Mesa Leakes. She is a jazz artist, and she's an amazing songstress. Please. Take the time out to just sit back, listen, and enjoy, and get to learn more about her. We'll be airing tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon. I would love to have you join me, and I would love for you to call in with your questions. So until then, have a wonderful evening, and be safe.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.